Today is Sunday, the 23rd of March, the third Sunday of Lent. Bethel Music sing a version of Waymaker by Sinach. Today we will reflect with Moses at the burning bush. You might like to begin by bringing this scene into your mind. Perhaps you can let the words of this song help you.
I worship you. You are Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. 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 Even when I don't see it, you work it. And even when I don't feel it, you work it. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you work it. And even when I don't feel it, you work it. You never stop working.
Today's reading is from the book of Exodus.
Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight, and see why the bush is not burned up." When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses!" And he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals for your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." He said further, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, "I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I've heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians, and so bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hevites, and the Jebusites." But Moses said to God, "If I come to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what should I say to them?" God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said further, Thus you shall say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Thus you shall say to the Israelites, The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this my title for all generations.
In the ancient world, fire was a mysterious presence from another world, a corridor between heaven and earth. It was fire which consumed the sacrifice, taking it to God's abode. To this day, we often use a candle to signify that God is present. A burning bush on God's holy mountain serves as a powerful reminder to Moses of a forgotten truth. That God is here with us, in our world, seeking to draw men and women into relationship with Himself. So today, I ask myself, when have I found myself powerfully reminded that God was with me? When have I heard God call my name? What helps put me in touch with that presence? As you hear the passage again, now, notice how the sense of presence is also a challenge, a mission for Moses. He is already a shepherd, a guide, but what is being asked of him now is a lot more than he is used to. Is this also part of your recent experience of God's presence?
Then the Lord said, I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I've heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians, and so bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. But Moses said to God, If I come to the Israelites and say to them, The God of your ancestors has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What should I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said further, Thus you shall say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Thus you shall say to the Israelites, The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this my title for all generations.
Moses speaks intimately with God, expressing his doubts and concerns without any hint of embarrassment. Take a few moments now to do the same, to get that same kind of conversation going with God. You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me.
Amen.